Hi, this is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we are coming to you live from the ISE show in Amsterdam, the world's largest AV show. And you're going to hear from a special guest. I have a special guest today, Krista Bender. Krista Bender, also known as AV Krista.
Hi, Gary. Thanks for having me on.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. A bit tired. It's the third day here, but it's a good tired.
Well, listen, you made the trek all the way over to Amsterdam just to see all the new stuff here at the world's largest AV show. First of all, is this your first time here in Amsterdam?
It is. First time in Amsterdam, first time at ISE.
Well, first of all, your impressions of ISE. Let's start there.
Well, the first word is huge. It's kind of interesting trying to navigate through the halls. I swear the first day I thought Hall 4 didn't exist until I finally found it. So it is larger. The format is different because you're not in two cubicle halls as you would be at Infocom in America or the United States. But there is a lot to see. I really am enjoying the show. I'm disappointed because I won't be able to see every single thing that's here, but that's okay. So I'm trying to take the time to make a note of things I absolutely need or want to see, or I hear other people say that's cool, and I'm trying to get to them.
Well, you know, this is the world's largest AV show, and it is about 2.5 times the size of Infocom, but it's a combination of Infocom and Cedia combined. So you have both home AV and commercial AV products. Plus, Krista, they have a whole hall the size, twice the size of the Digital Signage Expo, that is just digital signage. I don't know if have you found that in Hall 9?
I think I've been to Hall 9, but I haven't actually stopped by the digital signage part yet.
Yeah, it's just mind-boggling how big this show is. So now, Krista Bender, for those of you who don't know, she is not only internet famous, but podcast famous. She's been participating in our podcast network for a few years now. But most importantly, the first time I ever knew what your actual position was. So you handed me your business card today, Inside Sales and Marketing Coordinator, AVT, at Applied Video Technology. But actually, you do a lot more than that. This is a little deceptive.
Yeah, I do tend to wear multiple hats. It happens no matter where I tend to go. But yeah, anytime I tell anybody my title, it sounds like so diminutive to what I actually do.
And you have to know a little bit about everything because an AV technology no longer just means audio and video.
Yeah, that's true. You have to be able to integrate it with pretty much anything else, whether it's IT. And then my company in particular also does a lot of production and broadcast. So that's really widened my view on AV in general.
Well, I'm going to point out some things to you in a minute and get your impressions of them. Hopefully, some of them you've seen. But first, I want to ask you. You've walked around the show. So when did you get here? What was your first time?
I actually got here on Sunday.
Okay, so you've been here the whole week.
Yes.
All right. So if you had to name top two, top three things that you've seen on the show floor so far, what would they be?
Well, the top two that absolutely caught my eye was first the Panasonic booth, which happens to be to the left of us right now.
Yeah, their demo is amazing.
Yeah, they have three giant robotic arms with big, huge displays on there that are moving. And on certain times, they have an actual man on a pole doing all sorts of things that look Cirque du Soleil-ish.
Yeah.
And then somewhere, I can't remember which hall I was trying to get to, but I noticed that Samsung had this ginormous OLED display, which looked really cool.
Yeah, you talking about the transparent one or the big
yes.
giant one?
Okay, yeah, it was the transparent one.
Yeah, I think it's four monitors together. Is
I
that
think
the
so. Yeah, it looked like it was four all together, and it just caught my eye because it looked like a piece of glass, and then I realized there was content being displayed over it.
I tell you, OLED technology. You know, it's funny. We've been hearing about OLED for like 10, 12, 13 years,
but you haven't seen it.
Yes,
really.
seen it in little teeny cases like cell phones and things. And all of a sudden, you come here to this show this year, and it's everywhere.
I mean, yes.
All the manufacturers that make flat panel displays are showing some form of OLED. So we're probably not too far away from actually seeing quite a bit of OLED in systems.
Yes, I'd like to actually see it get implemented because there's many, many uses we could have for it. So it'd be nice to see it become a little bit more prevalent since we've talked about it for so long.
Exactly. And what about? How about if I feed you some? Some products and technology, and let's see if you've seen them.
Okay.
There's a huge prevalence of of laser phosphor projectors here from a number of different manufacturers, both using DLP and LCD technologies. Have any of them caught your eye? Have you noticed anything special?
I did see a couple of them. They probably don't want to hear me say this, but, not that laser is a laser, but, everybody's now carrying laser. But I was spending some time in the Canon booth, and they now finally have their 5,000 lumen laser, which I spent some time looking at.
Yeah, I actually saw that for the first time this morning, interestingly enough. And, theirs is 4K. Theirs, both 2K and 4K laser now, but theirs is 4K and 5,000 lumens. And it's in a small form factor compared to a lot of the other laser projectors.
That's true. It looks like just like any other lamped projector, and it was really nice in size and the weight capacity of it as well, that I think it could really do well in the laser market.
Did you happen to go across the aisle from them and see the Epson 3 LCD laser projector, laser phosphor?
I actually have not. Surprisingly, I've walked past the Epson booth a number of times, but I haven't actually wandered in there yet. That's probably something I'll end up doing today or tomorrow.
Yeah, they have a 25,000 lumen laser projector.
25,000.
25,000 lumen using 3 LCD technology. It's pretty interesting. You should. I'd love to get your impressions on that later.
Yeah.
But they also, one of the things that's neat, they have 10 projectors, pixel mapping, image mapping, a Formula One race car. That's worth looking at, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely have to check that out.
And have you been over to the LG booth by any chance?
Sort of passed through. Haven't spent a lot of time in there.
Did you notice the front of their booth has curved displays making a wall?
That was pretty cool looking.
Okay. Yeah. Did you notice they're two-sided?
No, I did not
notice that. Yes, they're two-sided.
Oh.
Can you believe that? They're curved? Two-sided, less than an inch thick, and it's beautiful.
Man, you are making my afternoon very busy now, Gary.
What about, have you seen, we've been talking a lot about video, any really cool audio products that have caught your eye?
I wandered past, and I want to get back over there a little bit more. I saw the Shure booth has this really cool ceiling mic now. That looks really cool.
The one that looked like a ceiling tile?
Yes.
Yes. Isn't that neat? It literally looks like a 2x2 ceiling tile.
Yes.
And it's a microphone array.
Yes. From what I understand, I took a look at it. I haven't had the chance to really look at it, but from what I understand, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I haven't studied the audio. It's hard to in a convention center
like
this.
It is, yeah.
But the design is impressive.
I also spent some time this morning at the QSC booth, and they have some loudspeakers now, and they're ceiling loudspeakers, which were really cool. They paired off two, at the end of my little demonstration, two of the 4-inch wall-mounted ones with their subwoofer, and it sounded amazing.
I haven't gone over to Meyer Sound, but they're on my list to hit tomorrow. How about, one of the big talks on the show floor is collaboration. In fact, we're here in the Kramer booth, and they've got a collaboration product, whole series of products. What has caught your eye in the world of collaboration?
Well, it's everywhere here.
There's literally 25 manufacturers that are talking collaboration.
Yeah, no matter what hall you seem to walk into, there's some sort of collaboration. I was actually... we're in a Kramer booth right now, and I want to get some insight to see if there's any updates on the VIA, which I do like their collaboration solution. There's just a ton. I can't think of any really that's captured my eyes. I did wander over by the AVI SPL booth and saw they had the Microsoft Surface Hub.
In fact, it's the only place I've seen a Surface Hub on the show floor.
I believe it is. I believe they're the only ones that have it, which is kind of interesting, and you actually can get up to it and touch it this year.
Yeah, that's right. They wouldn't let you last year.
But also I think everybody was just at the Microsoft booth that you couldn't get close to it. So if you have the chance, get over to the AVI SPL booth and you can actually play with it to see what improvements they've made. Hopefully it'll get released soon for actual usage.
Yeah, there are a number of companies here competing with that product now.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Smart Technologies has their sort of own version of it. And you have some others out there. One of them that caught my eye is a company called Newline, Newline. If you have a chance, you might want to pop by their booth. They're actually in the Comtech booth, who's their distributor in Europe. They have an interesting software package. So it includes two cameras, right? It's a 1080p monitor, two cameras, constantly connected video conferencing, all the stuff that most of those collaboration units have. But their price point is really, really competitive, and that's what caught my eye. It's about $5,000 less than the Surface. So it might be worth checking out. They have it in 55, 65, and 75 inches.
Okay. Yeah, and I definitely want to get, at some point, get over to the oblong booth
to check out the
mezzanine.
In fact, across from the oblong booth, like literally across the aisle, is Nareva. Have you seen Nareva?
Yes, and actually at my office we have a Nareva demo unit.
The Span. Wow.
Yeah.
So when you go to Nareva, ask them to show you their private suite.
Okay.
Don't tell them I sent you. Don't tell them I sent you. But see if they'll show you their private suite. Say that, hey, you heard that there's some private suite here and you'd love to see it because you're a big believer.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to walk in and say, don't you know who I am?
Sometimes that works. Most of the time it doesn't work. But hey, I knew who you were. Let's see. What about anything else? Is there anything unusual you've seen here that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, you know what's been unusual? Just walking the halls and finding another manufacturer that I realized I hadn't come across yet.
Yeah.
Like, I finally came across Sony, and you would, of course, expect Sony to be here.
And they're in the very back. Like, yeah. It's not like Sony's where you'd think they'd be. They're literally hard to find.
Yeah, usually when I think trade shows, you know, you think of the big booths like Sony, Crestron, you know, whoever. And it took me 3 days to find Sony.
But their booth is there. It looks like a planetarium.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just been so many cool booths. The booths here, if you've never come to ISC, but you've been to Infocom, besides the show itself being a lot bigger, the booth sizes are a lot bigger. I mean, we see them getting bigger and bigger at Infocom, but they're ginormous here. And I actually got the chance to get in on Monday when construction was still going on. And it was amazing to me that there was so much sawing and hammering.
Happening the night before.
Yeah, there was so much fabrication. It wasn't modular.
Yes.
For 4 days.
They build it from scratch. But, yep, I agree with you. Well, look, I have really enjoyed this. I appreciate you coming and doing a podcast here on our Daily Rants and Raves podcast.
Yeah,
and,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Of course, everyone knows you. I want you to put in a plug for yourself. Tell them how to follow you on Twitter if they aren't already. I can't imagine they're not, but tell them how to follow you on Twitter.
Yeah, if you're not already stalking me on Twitter, you should be. I'm AB Krista. That's Apple Victor, Christa. That's where you can find me on the Twitterverse. You can also find me on LinkedIn if you choose to, at Krista Bender. You know, you can find me any which way.
And also, you participate in the Rave Publications Podcast Network. You blog for us.
Mm-hmm.
You've been a great contributor. We have really enjoyed the relationship. We're excited about having you at Infocom, hopefully. What do you think?
I think it's a good possibility. I'm starting to make my moves to make that happen.
All right. Excellent. Well, we're going to do what we can to help. So thank you for listening, and keep listening. We got a lot more podcasts to record. In fact, Joel and I will be recording one right after this where we're going to talk about the number one product we saw today so far at ISC. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.